Today we're building something really useful for jungle and old school DNB, a subweight system for your drum bus in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about slamming every drum until it's huge and blurry. It's about making your drums feel heavier, deeper, and more connected, while still leaving room for the bass and sub to do their job. That's the real trick in drum and bass. The drums have to hit hard, but they also have to stay clean enough that the low end can breathe. So in this lesson, we're going to build a beginner-friendly drum bus chain using Ableton stock tools. We'll keep it practical, musical, and very DNB-focused. First, let's think about the groove before we think about the processing. That's important. A good drum bus cannot rescue a weak pattern. In jungle and old-school DNB, the drum pattern and the drum tone are part of the same idea. So if the rhythm already has bounce, swing, and attitude, the processing will enhance that. If the groove is flat, no amount of saturation is going to magically make it feel authentic. Start with a simple drum palette. You want a kick, a snare or rim or clap, some hats, a chopped breakbeat, maybe a percussion layer, and if you want, a ghost snare or top loop. Program a basic DNB feel. A classic move is kick on the 1, snare on the 3, then let the break and hats do the motion around that anchor. Once your drum parts are in place, group them together. Select all the drum tracks and group them into one drum bus. This gives you a single control center for the whole kit, which is exactly what we want. Now before we add weight, we clean things up. This is a big beginner lesson. Don't make things heavier before you remove the junk that's already in the way. Put EQ8 first on the drum bus. Start with a gentle high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not trying to thin the drums out, you're just removing useless rumble that eats up headroom. Then listen for mod. If the kick is too boomy, a small cut around 80 to 120 Hz may help. If the break sounds boxy or cloudy, try a little cut around 200 to 350 Hz. That low mid area is a classic trouble zone in jungle drums. It's where things can start sounding old in a bad way, like muddy instead of vintage. So use your ears and keep the cut subtle. Next, a drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for DNB because it can add punch, drive, and low-end weight in a very musical way. Start lightly. You might set drive around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch subtle, maybe 0 to 10% if you want a little grit. Boom is the dangerous one, so start low, maybe 0 to 20%, because too much boom can quickly crowd the sub region. If you want the drums to feel more snappy, nudge the transient control up a little. The key here is restraint. You want the drums to feel like they have body and attitude, not like they're trying to become the bass line. In DNB, the bass usually owns the true sub. Your drums should feel weighty and firm, but not fight for the same territory. After drum bus, add glue compressor. This is where we make the drum elements feel like one performance instead of separate samples. Set the attack around 10 or 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and keep the ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. You usually only need a couple dB of gain reduction. You're aiming for cohesion, not squashing. What should you listen for? The snare should feel more stable. The break should feel more glued. The whole drum bus should breathe in a rhythmic way. If the groove starts getting crushed or lifeless, back off. Jungle and DNB need movement. Too much compression kills the pulse. Now add saturator. This is one of the easiest ways to make the drums feel fuller without just turning them up. Try a drive of about 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. That adds harmonic density, which makes the drums feel more present and finished. If your break feels flat or too polite, saturator can give it that extra forward push. At this point, your bus should already be sounding more connected and more serious. Now let's check stereo focus. Put utility at the end of the chain if you need it. If your drum group contains stereo loops, wide hats, or airy top percussion, utility is a good place to keep an eye on width. You can leave it at 100%. Or narrow it slightly if things feel too spread out. The big rule in DNB is simple. Keep the low end focused, and let the high stuff be wide if you want it wide. The kick and low break tails should not be wandering around the stereo field. If you want to check this properly, listen in mono for a moment. If the low end gets weaker or weird in mono, that tells you there's too much stereo clutter in the bass area. Now here's where the subweight system really becomes real. Compare the drum bus with the bass line playing. Loop a few bars, turn the bass on and off, and listen carefully. Ask yourself, does the kick still punch? Does the break stay clear? Is the low end crowded? Does the bass have room to breathe? This is the whole point. Your drums should feel strong on their own, but they also need to leave space for the bass to dominate the true sub-region. If the drums are too heavy, reduce drum bus boom, lower the saturation drive, trim the low mids a bit more with EQ8, or ease off the compression. If the drums feel too thin, do the opposite, add a little more drive, give them some body around 100 to 180 Hz, or check whether you overdid the high-pass filter. A very useful teacher tip here is to think in contrast, not just intensity. Don't make every 8 bars equally massive. Let some sections breathe. That contrast is what makes the heavier moments hit harder. And that brings us into arrangement, because bus processing only really works if the arrangement supports it. In Jungle and Old School D&B, you want to build energy in layers. Maybe the intro starts with filtered break fragments and light percussion. Then the drop brings in the full groove. Then maybe you strip the kick out for a bar or two, and slam it back in for impact. Later, you can add extra break layers, ride accents, ghost snares, or little fills that keep the track moving. A super practical trick is to create two drum variations, one cleaner and more open, and one busier and more chopped. Use the cleaner version for one phrase, then move to the heavier version for the next. That call and response feeling is pure D&B energy. If you want to go a step further, you can also use parallel drum weight. That means keeping your main drum group fairly clean and punchy, then duplicating it or sending it to a parallel chain that's processed more aggressively. On that parallel lane, you might use EQ8, saturator, and drum bus more heavily. Then blend that in quietly under the main drums. This gives you body and grit without flattening the transients. That's a really strong move if your drums start sounding too polite. In darker jungle, a little extra grit can go a long way. Another nice detail is to think about the snare as your anchor. In old school D&B, the snare often carries the identity of the groove. If the snare loses its snap after bus processing, that's a sign to back off the saturation or compression. You want the snare to keep that stick attack, that crack, that authority. If your kick needs more character, try layering. A clicky attack layer around 2 to 5 kHz and a body layer around 60 to 100 Hz can work really well. Group them and process them together on the bus. That way the kick feels like one instrument, not a pile of unrelated sounds. Here's a simple beginner practice chain you can use right away. After grouping your drums, put EQ8 first, with a high pass at around 30 Hz and maybe a small cut around 250 Hz if the mix feels muddy. Then drum bus with drive around 8%, boom around 10%, and a slight transient boost. After that, glue compressor with a 2 to 1 ratio, 10 millisecond attack, auto release, and about 2 dB of gain reduction. Then saturator with around 3 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Finish with utility at 100% width. Once that's in place, bypass the whole chain and compare. Ask yourself which version feels more controlled, which version has better weight, and which one leaves more room for the bass. That comparison is where your ears really start learning. One more important coaching note: reference both quietly and loudly. At low volume, you should still feel the groove and the snare should still lead the rhythm. At higher volume, the low end should stay controlled and not smear out. That tells you the subweight system is balanced. If you want to get more advanced without changing the whole workflow, automate a few things between sections. You can raise drum bus drive slightly in the drops and pull it back in the breakdowns. You can automate low end emphasis with EQ or boom. You can narrow the drums a little in the intro, then open them up in the drop. Small changes like that make the arrangement feel alive. And for the classic jungle finish, try resampling. Print your processed drum bus to audio, then chop that audio again. That gives you new fill material, new edits, and that chopped up sampled feel that really screams old school D&B. So to recap, group your drums, clean the low end with a EQ8, add controlled weight with drum bus, glue the groove lightly with glue compressor, add density with saturator, and check stereo focus with utility. Then make sure your arrangement has contrast, so the heavier sections actually feel heavy. If you do this right, your drums will stop feeling like separate sample hits and start feeling like a real rolling D&B engine. Heavy, clean, alive, and ready for the bass to move underneath. Alright, that's the subweight system. Now go build a loop, trust your ears, and make those drums hit with purpose.